Every year, lakhs of candidates appear for various competitive examinations, but only a few thousand can crack it. These exams are set in a way that can sieve the best candidates from the lot. And yes, now with the board exams over, the class 12 students will be appearing for various competitive entrance examinations, which are difficult, but cracking them is not like nailing jelly to a tree. With the right strategy, planning and dedication, one can crack competitive exams with flying colors. Even college students who may be in the final year appear for various examinations. Like recently, students appeared in the February for the month of GATE. And there could be various examinations coming up, like it could be the IAS entrance examinations, that also in the month of November, students take up CAT examinations, college students. So, students today are equipped with internet and technology that actually helps them to prepare for their exams in a more efficient way. And the solution to every question or doubt is actually just a click away. So there is an endless amount of material available for the students. But if the right strategy and planning are not used, all of these facilities will be of no use. There are various sections in each of the competitive examinations, and each section is meant to test certain parameters of the candidates. So some of the most common sections are general awareness, quantitative ability, logical reasoning, and language skills. And the weightage that is given for these different sections varies for different examinations. Hi, I'm Akshay Jalan, working as a senior project manager at IIT Bombay since a decade, helping students to explore, discover, and grow in the career journey. Welcome to this episode of Career Vision Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about competitive examinations and some secret hacks that can help you crack them. Also, if you want to know more about these entrance examinations, what are the deadlines, what are the sections, what is the eligibility criteria, we have a career website dashboard that can help you understand about entrance examinations all over the country. Not only about the entrance examinations, it has a repository of 500 plus careers, both professional and vocational, as well as 1,057 hours of content in 6 different regional languages, plus college information of 16 countries of these 500 careers as well. Additionally, there is information on scholarships, competitions, and fellowships. What are you waiting for? If you want to know more about this career website dashboard and want to opt for it, you can go to our website jakshay.com or send an email on akshayjalan.rns@gmail.com. So, let's begin this podcast where you will get different tips and tricks that you can use and put to practice if you want to crack the competitive examinations. Let's begin with the first hack. Make a timetable. Schedule and time management are some of the most important things that most students tend to ignore. Following a timetable not only makes you disciplined, but also helps you manage your time in a better and more efficient way. Make sure you make a timetable and set realistic goals for yourselves. But don't be over-ambitious with them. Don't start feeling guilty or punishing yourself if you're not able to follow it for a particular day. So your aim should be to follow around 80% of it. And if there are challenges, you need to check if you need to revise that. Identify strengths and weaknesses and accordingly you make a timetable. It's important to devote more time to the subjects that you're weak in. At the same time, you also need to give good time to the subjects that you are strong at so that you can score good marks in that. So divide your studies into short study periods and don't forget to allocate time for breaks. Like in our community at Career Vision Hub, we generally recommend students that, the Pomodoro technique where they can study and focus for 25 minutes. No distractions, no mobile phones, no other distractions. Just focus for 25 minutes and then take a 5-minute break. And then you study another 25 minutes, then 5-minute break. Like this you do for 4 Pomodoros, which we call 25 study, 5-minute break. And then you take a longer break of 30 minutes. Okay, if your attention span is more, you could even consider working for next 50 minutes and taking a 10-minute break, something like that. And yes, when you make a timetable, sticking to the timetable might seem a little tough, but with time and the belief that you can do it, you will be able to follow it. So, how to get that belief? Well, there are affirmations that one can practice. Next comes, work on your basics. A lot of students have the habit of memorizing everything. However, to crack competitive exams, you need to be clear with the basics. So invest time in understanding the concepts because you can retain them well. This will also help you in solving problems in the exam, as every problem or question is unique. So for any strong structure, it's important that the foundation is strong. Learning the fundamentals is always the best way to start, because if your fundamentals are strong, then you can really go a long way. And it's important to start making notes of these fundamentals and basics as you start preparing for the competitive examinations, because generally they try to test your fundamentals rather than, you know, just your ability to put in formulas and get the answers. Or it's not based on rote learning as it could be for board examinations. It's not so information based, it's more application based. Next, third is evaluate yourself. So it's very crucial for students to evaluate themselves from time to time, so that you can understand where you're currently standing and also your strengths and weaknesses in terms of the particular entrance examination that you're preparing for. One golden rule to crack competitive examinations is to solve mock test papers. So try to attempt mock tests and solve past year's question papers. And there are some guidelines that we need to follow while solving mock tests. It's not important that you need to solve a very large number of mock tests. Yes, definitely a significant number of them so that you can practice well. And it's also important that you try to solve them in the same time. Suppose your written examination is going to be for 3 hours. So you sit for 3 hours or 2 hours, whatever is the duration, at one stretch and take the complete test, just like you'll be taking on the actual day. This will help you know about your speed and areas of improvement. And it is a kind of a simulation setting. You've simulated the exam environment and try to sit in a room where, you know, there is no disturbance. Inform your parents and family members that you need to take this test so that you can do better. So understand your strengths and weaknesses by doing this and analyze your answers. That's very, very important. After taking the test, that's why I said, well, some students, they keep on taking one test after another. So that is not going to be very helpful unless, suppose you spend 2 to 3 hours in taking the test, you should spend minimum the double time analyzing the test and working on the parts that you made mistakes in, took longer. And even if you got those answers right, you need to check whether you got the answers right for the right reasons. Okay. So when you're looking at this competitive mock tests, when you're analyzing them, you need to understand why you got the right answer in the first place, why you got the wrong answer. And if you left a question, then was it from some portion that you really don't want to consider and you're planning to skip it altogether in the exam? Or it is something that, you know, you could not crack it, do not understand it in the time pressure that happened. So try to understand each and every question. Even if it is right, it should be right for the right reason. Because if your logic is not right, then it is possible that in the exam you may get it wrong. Fourth, very, very important point is take care of yourself. One of the major mistakes that students make while preparing for competitive exams is not taking care of their mental and physical health. So these students often tend to neglect themselves. So along with the study timetable, you must also follow a timetable for your meals, exercise, sleep and relaxation. So it's important to follow a balanced diet, eat properly and exercise well. This will help you keep your body fit and stress-free. It's very important that you surround yourself with positive people and you can cut off with, you know, some negative people who may put you down. Take blessings of your elders, family members and well-wishers. This will boost up your mental health and keep you going. Next, very important is keep time for revisions. When you plan your timetable and set your goals, make sure you keep some time for revision before the exam. And in fact, revision on a periodic basis is good, is what I would suggest. And many students are not able to crack entrance examinations because they are unable to plan this revision time and they keep on learning new and newer concepts as they move towards the entrance examination date, which is not very productive. This has two adverse effects. Let's look at them. The first one is that you are unable to browse through your notes and revise things that you studied long back. And the second disadvantage is that you will not be able to prepare yourself well for the syllabus at the end. So revision plays a crucial role in cracking competitive examination. And this is where, you know, the notes that I asked you in the first step will come in very handy, where you maybe have a list of formulas or, you know, pointers that you need to remember in order to solve a particular problem, or it could be even be asked directly in the exam. So revise all these basic concepts, formulae that you have made note of. And even you could go back and check the mock test that you saw. So you have taken 10 to 15 mock tests. So go and look at the mistakes that you made in this mock tests. After every mock test, I would suggest that you make a document where you write down, you know, what are your learnings from that mock test. That is going to be really, very powerful. And if you revise all those learnings, it will prevent you from making those mistakes in the next mock test, in the next mock test like that, and even ultimately in the final exam that you take. Sixth is, ask for help. Many students hesitate to ask for help. Of course, if you don't ask, you'll not get the answers. And sometimes students shy away from clearing their doubts. So, address your queries and ask for help every time you're facing a problem. So, if it is a technical problem in terms of understanding the concept or the solution that is there, if you take help from your coach, teacher, or your peers, even if you are feeling nervous or jittery or not getting a proper sleep, anything, these type of things should be discussed with your parents, faculty member, or coaches to take proper support that is required. So it's very important to know the syllabus, your exam, and the weightage of every section well in advance. And it is okay if you're planning that, okay, there are 10 portions and I'm going to study 8 or 9 for the competitive examinations. That's completely fine. Start your preparation early, so don't fall short of time later. And these tricks, I hope, will help you. And especially, you know, if you want to crack most of the important entrance examinations that are going to come up, like JEE, NEET, or it could be even entrance examinations like SAT, TOEFL, GRE, GMAT, etc. It could be helpful for them as well. So, it is a fact that there are a number of competitive exams in India and the students are unable to decide which one they should take. It is therefore very important to select the right exam. So, for this end, to select the right career for you and also have a path where you can grow with it. It's not only looking at this one aspect of career selection, but looking at the journey that I want to invite you to. And to know about this journey more, I would request you to go to my website and register for the next webinar, jakshay.com, jakshay.com. You can go there and register for my next webinar where I will teach you about how to scientifically systematically choose a career, what is the role of parents in career selection, and how to develop a mindset to learn and grow quickly. The journey starts from exploration, discovery, and growth. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Hope it was helpful for you. Please subscribe to this on Spotify so that the next podcast comes to you, and share it with your friends and well-wishers who could also benefit from this podcast. Thank you and all the best.